This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Saturday accused Iran of leading attacks on Saudi oil plants that have cut the kingdom's output roughly in half as he ruled out Yemeni involvement and denounced Tehran for engaging in false diplomacy.
Yemen's Houthi militia's military spokesman, Colonel Yahya Saria, claimed responsibility for the drone attacks on Saudi oil facilities and vowed to increase them if Saudi coalition forces continued their strikes on targets inside Yemen. He says the attacks are a response to what he called the ongoing crimes of blockade and aggression on Yemen since the Saudi-led coalition began battling the Houthis 5 years ago. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
It's been a rocky week in Afghanistan. Peace talks, and NATO's operational commander said allies anticipate increased violence on the ground as Afghan presidential elections inch closer. U.S. Air Force General Todd Walters, a NATO Supreme Allied Commander Europe, told a small group of reporters that Afghan elections probably will not be perfect, but the 29-member North Atlantic Alliance will plan and execute to the ends of the earth to try to make the September 28th vote as safe as possible. The British Air Chief Marshal, Sir Stuart Peach, chairman of NATO's military chiefs, added Saturday that there was no division on that particular commitment. There's a watchful eye on the latest tropical storm to develop, a storm that has spared already reeling Bahamas. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says that Humberto is set to become a hurricane in coming days. It did force officials to suspend aid efforts and close airports Saturday in the Bahamas as it grapples to recover from the devastation by Hurricane Dorian. This is VOA News. The White House says that U.S. counterterrorism operation killed the son of the late al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The White House statement, issued in President Trump's name, says the operation was carried out in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, but offers no further details. American officials, though, have said there are indications that the CIA, not the U.S. military, conducted the strike. The CIA itself has declined comment. A U.S. official who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence matters tells the AP Hamza bin Laden was killed in the past 18 months. The White House statement says Hamza bin Laden's death deprives al-Qaeda of important leadership skills and the symbolic connection to his father, and undermines important operational activities of the group. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong said Saturday he was seeking the support of U.S. lawmakers for the demands of his fellow protesters who have led months of street demonstrations, including a call for free elections. Reuters has more.
Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong will visit Washington, D.C. this week to ask for bipartisan support from U.S. lawmakers. Wong, who has been at the forefront of this year's protests, told Reuters on Saturday their fight will continue through the anniversary of China's founding on October 1st.
In Hong Kong, in the past 3 months, we have free protests. More than 1 million people took to the street. So, before 1st of October, we will continue our protest with our calls on free election. Government of Hong Kong should be elected by Hong Kong people instead of handpicked by Beijing.
China has accused foreign powers, especially the United States, of fueling the unrest.
A relatively small crowd, just thousands of mourners, filled about one-third of Zimbabwe's national sports stadium to give a final public send-off to former President Robert Mugabe. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
The flag-draped coffin had arrived, followed by black-clad family members, their heads bowed. Military members stood rigid and proud. All of the pomp and circumstance one would expect for the memorial of a man hailed as an African icon was in place Saturday for the final public send-off for Robert Mugabe. But there was just one thing missing. A crowd. Because, for the man known as the father of his nation, very few of Mugabe's 16 million children showed up for his final public send-off Saturday in Harare's National Sports Stadium. Many Zimbabweans blame him for driving the nation's once strong economy into the ground, and they made that clear with their poor showing on Saturday. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.